It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's in!
Oh, my God.
Welcome to hell.
That's a bunch of bull.
That's hot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We haven't got a chance to say thank you to our good friend Tony Perkins, who's been with us all afternoon.
I love it.
Look for Tony every single morning on Fox 5, and he'll be telling you exactly what's happening with the heat wave that is now upon us, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We experienced a little bit of that outside. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's here now, right? It's going to be 98 now until November.
Well, starting tomorrow, it'll be in the 90s for at least 6 or 7 days.
All right.
I thought you were going to say months.
No.
6 or 7 days. 98-degree weather. Well, you know, it took a little longer to get here this year, didn't it?
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah. I hate it. Anyway, we're going to get to the final buzz of the afternoon, but right now,
More.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Power of 10. If you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, we are playing Power of 10, the way the game works. We have $5 questions.
Right.
If you get all 10 in a row,
big money.
You will pocket $2,560 American dollars.
Good luck.
If you don't, you are, as Joe says, effed. But we got close there. One guy got up to $80.
Amazing.
Couldn't go over that $100 threshold and get $160. We're going to play with three more people. And then, yes, we understand. And then we will get back to the final buzz of the afternoon. Are you guys ready to play?
Yes. Ready.
Suspense music, Ms. McBride.
Hello.
Let's go to D in Fairfax. Hi, D.
It's actually Dave.
Dave.
Close
okay.
enough.
Well, Joe didn't want to write the whole word, so Dave.
That's just lazy.
It's late.
Dave, are you ready to play for $5?
My shirt is off. I'm ready to go.
All right, and are you going to
respect the power of 10?
Caught
the
napping.
Power of 10 compels me.
Here is your first $5 question.
Dramatic pause.
Horses can't stick their tongues out. True or false? Horses can't stick their tongues out. True or false for $5?
False.
False is correct.
Hey.
Yes, Mr. Ed can stick his tongue out. You'd like to play for $10?
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right, 10 American dollars. Here we go. The original name for the dice game Craps was Crabs. True or false? The original name for the dice game Craps was Crabs. True or false for $10? Sorry, that is a fact. You must put your shirt back on. Crabs was a Cajun word for a losing throw. Thank you for respecting the game, but we have to say goodbye. That's D, or Dave, as he likes to be called. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Let's see if Kansas can have a little luck here with the game.
Go, Tom.
Tom,
let's see if we can.
Have you removed your shirt, sir?
I have removed it. I respect the power of 10. I believe in the power of 10.
Ah,
good man.
Sounds like a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I sense a winner.
You smell a winner here.
Yes, I do.
That would really piss me off.
That's the crab cakes.
Let's go for $5. You've heard of a Phillips screwdriver, eh?
Yes.
There's also a Robertson screwdriver and a Nelson screwdriver.
False.
False. Oh, no hesitation there. Want to play for $10?
Yes.
All right, let's move on to your $10 question. The young urbanite expression, holla, actually dates back to the 1500s when it was used as a greeting to get someone's attention. The young urbanite expression,
holla,
actually dates back to the 1500s when it was used as a greeting to get someone's attention. True or false?
True.
True is correct.
Oh. Wow.
$10. I smell a rat.
Never
no, that's the crab
that.
All right, what are we playing for now, Buzz?
He's up to $20.
$20. You want to go for it?
I want to go for it.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
He's got the answer.
He sounds like he's got him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You're really bothering me. All right. The reason most college dorms offer extra long beds is so that students will have more room to store stuff underneath them. True or false?
True.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Here, I thought you were a brainiac, Tom.
I thought so, too.
So
I am so sorry. You have to put your shirt back on. You have respected the power of 10, but we must bid you adieu. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
So long, Tom. All right, now our very, very last contestant.
This
Let's go to Greg in Fredericksburg. Greg, are you there?
I'm there.
Have you removed your shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
I am the power of 10.
You are the power of 10.
I don't know if that's respecting it.
Gee, after that last one, I think I should move it down to $1. But I'm not gonna. All right, for $5, here we go.
Okay.
People who've tried it say that the meat... I'm sorry. People who've tried it say that the meat of a monkey's tail tastes sweeter than the other than the other cuts of monkey. I'll give it to you again. People who've tried it say that the meat of a monkey's tail tastes sweeter than the other cuts of monkey.
Definitely true. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's a BS question. No, monkey. It's false.
It's what's for dinner.
Terribly sorry. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Give these people a nice round of applause.
Oh, nicely
Greg,
played.
Since you are the last caller, we'll give you a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, okay?
Thank you.
I'll put you on hold, and you don't have a shirt on right now anyway, so that should work out real well for you. Good luck. All right. Boy, I love that game.
That's Everybody a great does. Game.
I swear to God I could do that for 10 hours.
I've never heard you play it, but that's a tough game.
I know. It's very difficult. Would you like one, just one at the
end? Yeah, because I missed the only one you asked me.
Tony Perkins, burning a dollar bill can get you 6 months in jail.
That is true.
True. Very good.
Hey.
You've won $2,500. No. we can't possibly afford that.
Sadly.
And now with the final buzz of the afternoon, here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Hillary Clinton still has not officially dropped out of the race. She says she will on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, so her supporters from around the country can be there when she does.
I don't know. You know, I've been hearing about this all day, and everybody's saying that she would have had more of a chance of getting the VP nod if she had conceded on Tuesday night. And,
I don't know.
You know, and then you hear, well, when you've been through a campaign. But I was thinking about all political campaigns are like this. I mean, you invest all of your body and soul into these, and you concede when it's time to concede. And I think she should have probably made that decision on Tuesday night. What do you think, Ms. McBride?
I think she should concede whenever she wants to. And if it's Saturday, she's worked hard. Let it be Saturday.
Woman's prerogative.
We know she has to.
Incidentally, from your politics of the triad, I'm curious as to...
I didn't do much.
Are you prepared to come out with an endorsement yourself? Have you picked a candidate who you're going to be supporting?
I don't know yet.
You're one of the undecided. Are you a superdelegate?
I might be. A super delegate.
I like the fact that she's keeping it open.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping it quiet.
That's encouraging.
Whether or not she's a superdelegate.
I did like Hillary. Mm-hmm. I like Barack, okay. Mm-hmm. I like Hillary better.
Uh-huh. I thought you were a big old right winger Republican.
I am, but you know, I'm more like a mutt. I believe I'm a registered Republican. I got some of their beliefs, but I kind of have some of the Democratic beliefs as well. So somewhere in the middle.
So you might be a McCain person. Because
maybe.
I don't know.
But this current president has opened you up to other possibilities, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really screwed up.
Thank you. Beth Ann McBride said that, ladies and gentlemen.
Amade, so you're ready to admit that you were wrong.
Yeah. I voted for him both times.
Of course you did.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
I would go back. If I could go back in time, I'd still vote for him the first time.
The first time.
Let's go back in time. We take you to the triad. Beth Ann McBride standing in the voting booth.
The second time.
It's W!
Ma'am, could you hurry up with your vote, please? Who are you voting for?
Yeah, I wouldn't have voted for him.
But you did, and I think the important thing to say is, you know.
I'm sorry.
I think you should not. No, I don't think you need to apologize. I think we've got a guy that wants to say to you.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Thank you.
And good luck.
There it
good
is.
Luck, Ben.
You too.
Keep me posted on that. I'd like to see which way you go.
Okay.
You feel uncomfortable talking about it? You're
no,
beginning
no,
to bounce a little bit.
Are you leaning? Well, she got
she
surgery.
Can't help it.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
I'm sorry.
Incidentally, they're coming out to play today.
They're saying hello again.
You're wearing another one of those kind of T-shirts, aren't you?
Do you know,
when we were setting up me coming here, she sent me an email. This is the truth.
Okay.
The first line of the email said, Tony, guess what I'm wearing?
Oh, wow.
And you gave it to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Here's a clue. You gave it to me. And then it said,
Jane, you ignorant slut.
And then the next line was, we want you here at 3 o'clock.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm like,
blah.
Whoa,
all business.
How disappointing after that opening.
She's the tease. You know, we never got to today. Maybe we'll bring it up tomorrow. Huh? You know, you've got that offer that's on the table, that dinner that, you know, the guy over at Fleming's said he popped for $200.
Well, nobody knows that but you and I.
What? Whoa.
Did we ever talk about it?
I think I mentioned it briefly.
Just hinted at it. Yeah.
He just, why does he want to do dinner?
Because he's enthralled with Beth Ann's,
as many are,
presence on the show. Yes. But his thing was that she would, you know, offer herself up for a date from the great unwashed.
And I don't want to do that.
She doesn't want to do that. She's uptight about that, and I'm honoring her wishes for that because I can understand that
works. So I've decided to take Buzz.
No, see, that's unacceptable.
Why?
Because it's not for two people on the show.
Plus, that could mess up the whole equilibrium here. If something happened.
And he fell in love.
Or fix it.
Then Mike and Rob would have to get together some night.
That's already happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's already happened,
baby. Let's not bring up the past.
And he loved it.
All right. Hillary Clinton also sent her supporters an email urging them to turn their support to Barack Obama, as she says she will also do on Saturday.
But you know, I was almost going to open it up to a what do you think question on the show today, because I am curious if what people think, and I'll ask everybody in this room, do you think he is going to pick her for a VP? Do you think that's going to happen?
That's tough. I don't know.
What are your people over at Fox saying? Right-wing bastion Fox,
yes.
Have they grabbed control, editorial control of the local stations?
No,
as well?
They have not. No.
Okay.
No, I mean, they leave us alone.
What is the rumor mongers? What are they saying? What's the scuttlebutt?
I get the sense that most people think he is not going to choose Hillary, and that it was probably a long shot to begin with. And certainly under the current circumstances, it's probably not going to happen. I think he will consider her. As he's going to consider several other people, but I doubt that will come together.
I think you're right. I don't think I really thought Tuesday, as a matter of fact, I reacted probably like a lot of people. Oh, man, okay, concede. And she said some nice things at the beginning, and I was literally listening to the speech and saying, oh, man, this will be the dream ticket. And then she said, I have not made any decisions yet. And the wind kind of went out of my sails.
And I think when you first hear it, it does sound exciting, and it sounds like, this could really work. Yeah. But when you think about
it.
Yeah, there are problems there. She brings a lot of baggage with her. Certainly a lot of people voted for her during the primaries.
Right.
She certainly has her strengths. She has the experience, but she does bring a lot of baggage with her.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because, once you get by Hillary, once you get done with Hillary Clinton, I'm like, well, who the hell is he going to pick?
Right.
I really have no idea. I said, do you go with a woman now? Because of the whole Hillary factor, do you go with the elder statesman? I'm clueless. I'm not sure I dig all the other people I'm hearing.
Two possibilities right here local. Tim Kaine, governor of Virginia, and Jim Webb from Virginia.
Exactly.
Right. Jim Webb is not going to get my support until he comes on this program.
There's also been talk of former governor Mark Warner, Virginia Democrats.
We would be very, very welcoming of Mr. Warner and Mr. Kaine, but unfortunately, we have requested Mr. Webb's
presence. And he hasn't come on?
We have begged. We have actually really said, please come on the show.
Yeah.
I was a huge supporter of Jim Webb here in the state of Virginia. Mm-hmm. He's got a book that's out right now. Mm-hmm. I saw him on the Letterman show. I think it'd be wonderful. This station is located right in the heart of Virginia.
Yes.
Perfect sense for him to come here.
So people from the Webb, what did they say to you when you asked?
Because he was just very busy.
Very busy.
Try him again.
I've tried.
What did he say? Try again.
I will try.
Try tomorrow?
Start the email with, what are you wearing?
Yeah, there you go. I think he responds.
No, I really think he's a fascinating guy. I'd like to have him on the show, and it just hurt my feelings.
It should
hurt your
feelings.
I mean, big supporter.
He was.
Okay, ka-ching. You know what I mean? Big supporter. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Went to the wallet. Don't do that for many candidates. Went to the wallet for him.
I know you did.
Got all motivated.
Week of wallet.
Had a yard sign out there, big yard sign
really?
For him. Yeah, two of them.
What made you do all that?
I liked the guy. I really dug the guy, and I hated the other guy. I really didn't. I didn't hate. Hate's too strong a word.
That is a strong
word. I was
word.
Not all that friendly towards the other guy he was running against.
Not particularly fond.
Didn't kind of like the fake cowboy hat, and all the other things he said. But
I
digress.
That was real.
Yes.
A New York Congressman Charles Rangel and other supporters are actually angry at Clinton for putting off her commitment until Saturday. Rangel says he promised to support her till the end, but quoting him, the problem is not being able to determine when the hell the end is.
Saturday.
She's letting
now it's Saturday.
Right, okay.
Letting her staff go on Friday.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike, nice job today.
Thank you.
And Tony.
Yeah.
You did such a great job today that I'd like to nominate you as Mike O'Mara's vice presidential candidate.
And let me say, if nominated, I will accept.
Yes!
Yay! I was hoping you'd say that.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
All emotional. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take your shirt off. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
And although Clinton would seem to be the front runner in the Veep stakes, we're hearing she might not be. We've also seen a report that says Clinton's people have told Obama's people it had better not be another woman. And how many times has she had to say that?
So, well, let me see if I've got this
right. Who is she to be telling him what to do?
Yeah, that's the thing. So,
this
if
is
he,
the kind of stuff they talk about.
If he picks a woman, their camp is going to be. What are they going
to
do?
I don't know what it means. I know some Hillary supporters have rogue supporters have gone off now to launch a website supporting John McCain. So who knows what's going to happen?
A bunch of women in pantsuits running down with like pitchforks,
angry.
He picked a woman. I say, pick a woman now. Pick a different woman. Pick a slutty woman. You know, pick a hottie.
This oh, you know what?
Go all the way, Barack. You know, pick somebody that's not in politics. Pick Charlize Theron.
What do you He's got, the man? Candidate Obama of change. Uh-huh. Pick an animal.
That's a good idea, Tony.
Oh, dear. Boy, I tell you, ever since that lady showed up for the sales job, you're getting all kinky, aren't you? You are. Well, I tell you, he's a dog, ladies and gentlemen. He's a dog.
Well, now, after being hurt politically by at least two pastors, Barack Obama's feeling the love from yet another conveniently located near Camp David, Maryland, where a president might spend a Sunday anyway. The Reverend Emmett Burns of Rising Sun First Baptist Church is also a state lawmaker, a delegate to the Maryland General Assembly. So if anyone would likely know how to walk that fine line between religion and politics, Reverend Burns might be that guy.
We have a quote from him right here.
Good.
Reverend, what was his last name?
Reverend Burns.
Reverend Burns.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Reverend Burns, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
good man. We are.
That's my favorite tape, Tony. I play it constantly.
Hey, what's going on this side?
And we are pleased to announce that the toilet on the International Space Station is fixed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I am very pleased that Russians came up with technology so poop does not float inside space.
We're all happy about that.
Yes, and I will make sure that I make seals nice and tight so as not to have breakdown again.
Thank you so much. NASA says this means that the space station will not have to be, pardon the expression, evacuated. Mm-hmm. The replacement part that went up over the weekend is installed and it's working. The toilet broke about 2 weeks ago and jiggling the handle didn't help.
So this is the thing where it's like, they put their butt there. I don't want to get too graphic. And then the whole vacuum process.
Yeah, there was a fan that created a vacuum, and the fan broke, and the monkey got choked.
Fan broke. That's like any bathroom in any public bathroom in the United States. That's any airport in the United States. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, if you ever have to go and you have to do that, AM trips to the airport, like a 9:30 flight, forget it. It's the most disgusting environment
in
the world. You
know what? I've actually waited till I got to my destination.
Yeah, do not go in there.
Could be L.A.
It's nasty, man.
Whatever it has
It's nasty if you're in that tiny little airplane bathroom, and it's nasty in the airport, too.
Don't like it.
I went Dulles Airport the last time. It was going to Syracuse, New York, early morning flight, 8:30 flight. I thought I'd be there early enough that they wouldn't have the group
clean.
Poop.
Right.
Oh, my God. You really realize if these are the way people behave at home, then there must be just disgusting toilets all over America.
I'm sure there are.
I'm talking about, toilet paper on the floor, not flushed, everything. And that's it seems to be airports seem to do that.
What is wrong with people?
And all I was doing, I didn't even have to go. I was trying to pick up a guy by tapping my foot.
I am a gay American.
Right. And in that environment, that just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You have quite the memory.
Not romantic
took
at all.
Took me out of the mood.
It was 8:30. I was on my way to Syracuse. I had to go.
I wasn't in the mood no more.
We still don't know why a black Nissan Altima with no plates was found parked near Andrews Air Force Base here.
Andrews Air Force Base?
Yes,
right.
With some explosive material inside. This happened yesterday. Experts say the amount of material and the type that they found could do some serious damage, and that is all we know.
This was a stolen car, correct?
It would appear to be, being fairly stripped with no plates.
I saw the picture of this car. It looked like the car had been banged up a little bit. It looked like the car was damaged.
Well,
I hope I'm thinking of the same car where I was looking in the newspaper.
If you're going to blow something up, use a beater, not a nice car.
So this was in the news yesterday?
This happened yesterday. It was in the news this morning.
It was in the Post today, and it was a little bit scary to read about it. No more detail on it, though, right?
I haven't heard a thing since.
See, this is one of those deals where Homeland Security will kind of keep it to themselves and won't make a big deal.
I'll keep looking. I'll let you know if we find out anything else.
Buzz, can I have that script? Because we didn't have that on our show.
Not
sure how we missed that.
I will fax it.
Did they really not have that?
I don't recall it.
Congratulations, Buzz. It's another plea in your case.
That's why I'm here.
Good job.
In Tampa, Florida, a woman who's apparently never heard of airport security, Laverne Deffenbaugh, was stopped from boarding a Continental flight to Tulsa yesterday morning when she was found to have in her purse two sets of brass knuckles, several cell phones, and a man's driver's license.
Brass knuckles. Hey. How you doing, baby?
She's now in jail.
Let's party. We have a quote from her when she was let out. They didn't hold her, actually. Good. They released her after a while. Uh-huh. Let's hear what she had to say.
Hey, what's going on this side?
I knew he was going to do that one.
I'm sorry.
She meant no harm.
I don't like spam!
And I just played that because I wanted to.
We just like it.
Thank you.
Flying gets more fun by the day. I'll bring you the latest bad news when we continue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.